David wants to build a temple, a dwelling place for God. And God says, no, you do not build a place for me. David lives in a fine palace, and he wants to put God in a fine temple. God isn't interested. And through the prophets, proceeds to tell David all the things God has done, just in case David thinks he did those things. Then, suddenly, the same God who said no to David is ready for a dwelling place. But it is not finely decorated, richly appointed temple in the glorious and powerful city of Jerusalem. It's a dusty little place off the beaten path that God asks for a home. God's choice for a home is not powerful, handsome, successful King David who's lounging around in his glory. God's choice for a home is, as we hear tomorrow, a stable. He came not through a king or a priest or a prophet, but from someone who's barely more than a child. She's nobody's wife and nobody's mother. She's an absolute nobody in society. Right there, an angel asks her to agree to God's plan to change everything. This is the mystery we are invited to contemplate today on the eve of Christmas. What made it all possible was the fact that Mary listened. Listening's getting to be a rare experience these days. Most people would rather talk, make announcements, shout, or argue. Getting people to listen is ultimately, however, the only way to bring about change. But getting anyone to listen, especially someone who's made up their mind about something, is a real challenge that needs patience and courage. It's no wonder, then, that so little ever changes. Another word for listening is obedience. It implies listening so carefully, so attentively, so openly, that the listener is prepared to be changed by what they hear. A law may be imposed on people, but if they never internalize that law, if they do not choose it as a good way to act, it's only as effective as the painful punishment for infractions. Now, Mary listened to the angel, and listening allowed her heart to be vulnerable to God's grace, which is another way of saying she was obedient. She wasn't passive about it all, and carefully explained why God's plan seemed impossible to her. She wasn't even married, for heaven's sake, not even a real wife. But she was open enough to listen to a plan that was different from the plan she had for her life and bigger than her expectations or her own imagination. Some of you might remember what I said last week about how important imagination is for a disciple of Jesus Christ. In the end, what she heard as she listened was that nothing is impossible with God. The whole long story of God's relationship with Israel is a story of how the impossible becomes possible, of how Abraham's old wife could bear a son, of how a little boy with a slingshot could put down a giant, of how a handful of Israelites could take over the well-fortified, brave Canaan. Over and over again, There's a constant reminder and evidence that when people listen, things change. Things can happen that were never imagined and sometimes seemed impossible. My friends, we're not telling this story to sit back and admire the Blessed Virgin and be impressed by her humble obedience. We are telling this story and proclaiming this gospel because God is still challenging our fears and asking all of us to listen. God is still choosing people like us who do not live in palaces and who have not accomplished anything really remarkable that might go down in history. God's still asking us not to be afraid, to listen. And by our listening, our courage, and our faith, to the very possibility can change the whole world. Thinking that this is impossible contradicts the gospel and refuses the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to listen, suggests Advent's fourth Sunday. And when we do, there really will be peace on earth and goodwill for all.